United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who're supposed to be preaching are no
Let's go! Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Today is the 8th of November. You know, time is flying by so fast. It is just over. It's just overwhelming that we're in the middle of November. Time is moving by faster than I can, you know. We are walking up on Thanksgiving so very, very soon. The holidays are almost here. It's just amazing to me how fast time's flying. You know, it's lunchtime, you guys, and so I've been eating lunch, and I had a wonderful lunch from a Chinese restaurant called China House. And I understand it's been there for forever. And I've never stopped, and then I found out that they were there, and I stopped one day because I had to go to the UPS store. And I have to say, you know, free plug for the China House, wonderful lunch. The service was really, really quick, and so if you guys are somewhere in the Boardman area and you like Chinese food, if you like good, they have a very, very good, I had General Tso's chicken, and had the steamed rice, and I've got an egg roll sitting here, and I have to say, and I like my food a little bit spicy, so I'm going to give them a plug, because it was very, very good, and it's called China House, and they don't know I'm doing this, but I think I'm going to start doing this on an ongoing basis. As I'm eating my lunch and telling you guys where to go to have lunch, because you guys are walking in, and every now and then, I mean, I know that we've got the smokehouse, Harley Smokehouse, and the Amish Marketplace that's open today. Today's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and they have great lunch in there. Charlie Staples, which is always good for lunch, but if you're in the Boardman area and you can't get downtown, if you know they may not be paying me, but I've got to give you a good tip. They make a great lunch. They make great Chinese food, and I'm very, very impressed with it. Nice little lunch portion. I think it was only like – I gave them – I think it was $5.95, and I got rice, my Chinese General Tso's chicken, an egg roll, and can't beat that price either. So I'm you know, I'm supposed to share information with my friends. So that's what I did. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to go back to my conversation about time. Is time moving by for everybody as fast as it's moving by for me? Because I'm trying, I don't get it. I mean, time is just moving. It's November. And I thought I had so much time, and I'm running out of time, and I'm trying to get things done, and time is just moving by without me. Monday we'll be here, and we're going to be talking to, it's open mic as always for the most part, but opening the show, we're going to talk to some people about Veterans Day, and want to say thank you to all who have served. Sometimes we just take things for granted, and we think that the freedoms and the rights and the privileges that we have, they come at no expense. And that's not true. We have men and women who have volunteered, and they have put their life on the line for us so that we can have a great life, even when the life that we have is not as easy as we'd like for it to be. And so if you see a veteran, if you know someone who's served in the military at whatever cost, if they walked in the door and walked back out, turn around and tell them thank you. Because of them, we do what we do and we have what we have. And so I want to say that a little bit early. So those of you who are not thinking about it on Monday, remember that Monday is Veterans Day. And there are going to be a lot of services around town. They're going to be honoring veterans many places downtown. So if you get a chance, you can go and find a place, stop in and, you know, join them and say hi and say that you appreciate them. Because I don't think we really understand what it takes out of a young man or woman who they go in the service. They just go. And when they're called to duty, they just rise at whatever cost. And I just think that's really, really cool that we have a volunteer military, and yet people still volunteer, and they go over there, and they're ready to go and put their lives on the line for us. So I'm going to stop right there, and I'll pick it back up on Monday. The number, again, is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. I'm going to talk about the New York mayor's race, because the more I read about this guy, I have a little concern about this guy. But then I'm finding out a lot of people don't mind living in a socialistic society. And it's okay for them that they don't mind that the government is going to take care of them. And whoever feeds you is the person who actually has control over you. And so I want to bring that up a little bit. If anybody knows what's going on in the Middle East, I would like to talk about the football guy. And if someone can call me with the details, because I have not been able to catch all the details. I don't follow sports that well. But I'm looking at the guy, the Dolphin, who quit his job, quit playing football because he was being bullied. And then the guy who was bullying him, who was doing a soft-spoken, and then all of a sudden he was being bullied. So if anybody knows anything about that, I really, really would appreciate somebody calling me up and giving me some insight on this bullying football, because I've always known for football players to be bullies. That's not far-fetched. So if anybody can tell me some of the details of that, because I'm not quite sure, I don't want to, because what I'm looking at, I'm all for not bullying, and I'm all for treating people with civility. I am. I think that's a good thing. But I think we are weakening ourselves trying to make everything a symbolic utopia. Hey, Lynn. Lynn came through here singing. She's having a good day. See what happens when you work in radio? People come through here and they're just happy. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The mother of an East High School student says her son suffered a head injury at the hands of the school principal. The woman says the principal pushed her 13-year-old last week at school and his head hit the wall. The boy was taken to Akron Children's Hospital and had a mild concussion. Now school officials and police are investigating. Michelle Lepore Hagen, the director of the Performing Arts Series at YSU, is now running for the State House of Representatives. She launched her campaign for the 58th district seat and has submitted her paperwork to the Mahoning County Board of Elections. In an interview, she said, "We need more women's voices in the House." Her husband currently holds the 58th district seat, but he can't run again because of term limits. And the Mahoning County Courthouse is getting somewhat of a facelift. The old boilers leaking, causing ceiling damage to the fourth floor, are going to be replaced. Commissioners approved a $240,000 to pay for it. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Had a wonderful lunch today and want to hope you guys are having a great lunch, too, and want to give a shout-out to the China House. They did a really good job with my lunch today, and I'm very, very pleased. You know, I don't shout out too often about my lunch, but they did a really good job. I want to bring up the Senate. The Senate passed a anti-discrimination bill for the LGBT community. And no one should be discriminated against based upon who they are, but on their work performance. And no one should be discriminated against for the color of their skin, their gender, their sexual identification. But I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to have a problem if I hire Paul and Mary shows up one day and then the next day Paul comes back. I'm telling you all that now. I'm going to have issues with that. If I'm looking for a female to fill a position for my company, and I know the person may be the same person, but if I hire Bill I really would like Bill to come to work. And if I'm not looking for that, then and you need to bring, when you hire people, people are hired so that they can be a cohesive unit for productivity within my organization at whatever level that person is hired in. And if I don't believe that that person is going to be a asset to the company that, or the program or the organization that I am building, even with all of the accolades, with all of the credentials, I'm not going to hire a person that I don't think is going to be beneficial. It is, and I think we missed that boat because we feel as though people ought to just be hired because they ought to be hired. But it takes chemistry. It takes personality. It takes, you know, you've got to be a person who's going to be an asset and complement where you're going, and you have to be able to assimilate to your surroundings. You just don't hire people just to say, I'm going to put a body there. You don't need a heartbeat. You need people who are going to be an asset. You know, they're going to be something that brings something to your company, to your organization. And if you're not going to be that person, then I don't need to hire you. And when I look at the gay, lesbian, trans, if that makes me, I'm going to have a problem if I am a evangelical Christian. And I'm telling y'all, I don't want an openly gay person working at my church. And I have to hire them because it's the law. I'm having some real serious conflicts here. And if you want to chime in on this, because I think this is going to create an issue. If I'm in a conservative company and everybody's conservative, I have a friend who owns a company and he doesn't want any open display of tattoos and or nose rings and or earrings in the ear. Girls can have one piercing; they can only wear one set of earrings at a time. I think men can wear small ones. But no open tattoos. If you have dreads, if you have long hair, it has to be pulled back. Your beard has to be trimmed, and those are the standards that he has for the company that he owns. If you work in a conservative company, and we're when I say conservative, I'm not talking about politically conservative. I'm talking about socially conservative. And we are very modest in our apparel. I really don't want somebody coming there trying to express their views. And I'm not saying all will, but other people will push the envelope. And I don't think that that's right. I really don't believe that's right. And I think we need to stop meddling in private business and let companies run without so much interference. And I'm not saying that they're supposed to do like they did with black folks and not let black folks in, because gay folks are working. I don't see a whole lot of gay folks unemployed that want to work. As a matter of fact, they are ahead of most other races, and gay is not a race. I just want everyone to understand that. Gay is a sexual something that you want to do, but it's definitely not a race of people. It's not an ethnic category. It's just not. And they're trying to make that into one, and we are allowing it as the American electorate because we are sitting on the sidelines just being stupid. And I'm telling you, if we're not careful, we're going to become something that I don't think we want to. America has so much to offer and so much to give. And right now, America is just, it used to be the United States, and now we're just America. And we're becoming something different. Family is no longer important. You know, pleasantries are no longer important. We lift up wrong things. We put down things. We're really not on a path of prosperity and making sure that we have longevity. You know, I look at some of the things that go on and with our young people and how they do, and I don't think we realize what we're putting in front of them and how we're raising them. And I got to go back to this football thing. I've never known for football players to be cushy and warm and fuzzy and all that. Now, I'm not quite, and as I said, I need somebody to call me and tell me the details of this. But there's a little football player down in Miami who had to quit because his feelings was hurt because they were trying to toughen him up. And then the guy who was toughening him up, I don't know what the heck he was doing, but hello, you a grown man. Have you seen the political landscape lately? Hey, Alabama.
Hey, I was just talking to my friend about that whole football situation, and I have a problem with the team because this man called this man a racial epithet, whatever. This guy, I mean, regardless of the fact if everybody on the team liked this guy because he was one of their six leaders, it's like he was duly elected by the team to be one of the leaders, incognito. So they felt as though he was, you know, doing what the coaches wanted him to do and picking on this guy. Nobody liked this guy. He probably talks like Tiger Woods, which in turn they think that means he's weak. So that to me is a problem, and I have a problem with the team because the team is standing behind this guy who's called this guy the N-word. And then Pouncey, there's a video on TMZ where he's out with the guy, and this guy's running around screaming N-words, and Pouncey's laughing. I don't know any black person. I have a problem with a black person that just stands there and just doesn't have any type of indignation about someone doing that. So everybody's on this guy because, oh, well, he was soft. He was soft. Look, call me soft, but when you start threatening my mom, when you start calling me the N-word on voicemails, they're like, well, he hung out with the guy. I have a major issue with that. I have a major issue with the team and how they're all coming together. And they're not willing to, you know, acknowledge, even with the guy, Riley Cooper, in Philadelphia, he used N-words at a concert and said, I'll whoop all these N-words at this concert or whatever. And so he called the devil. He called a lot of the team came out against it. At first they tried to help him out, but then the team kind of came out. And, you know, and I just feel like this whole situation with Incognito, everybody's just taking his side. And it's like I've never seen this. Like I've seen people, you know, like with Trayvon and stuff, but when a guy uses the N-word any circumstance,
honey,
used it in a bad way.
Look at what's going on in our society and with the N-word and in our music and these young people. You talk about the N-word. I mean, you got women who call each other bees like it's the same thing. I mean, and white and black, and they play with it and goof off with it. And these young kids, they have no affinity to the N-word at all. They don't even understand what they're talking about, black or white. And we need to recognize that. We think they do, but how I feel with the N-word and what they do with the N-word is two different N-words. Because I see little white boys going down the street singing the little N-word songs in the car, blasting out in the summertime, and ain't nobody saying nothing.
Well, hold on. I have to look at the church. I mean, because a lot of people, let's be honest, the black community especially is always an example we like to use. One of the gospel singers was on tape. They got him on video giving the guy some oral sex, and he's a gospel singer, and there's a lot of people, well, that's his business. You know, saying to myself, this dude claiming to be something.
I ain't heard that one yet.
Oh, yeah. It's a guy, some gospel singer. I guess the guy got the camera all in his face, so he had to know he was on camera. So I guess the guy got upset with him and went ahead and told, put him out there. So the problem I have, you know, let's be honest, you know, a lot of these, and I ain't trying, it's an open secret with the gospel community that a lot of these gospel artists are gay, and it's just, so it's a lot of different things that the church is just falling asleep. And as long as we're asleep, the church is asleep, then the society is going to be told that, you know, the enemy's not asleep. He's going to say what he wants. He's coming with a purpose. You got parents that think they don't need to tell their kids how to view the world. They don't need to shape their child's worldview. So if you think that way, but Ellen DeGeneres and all these other people are thinking, hey, I'm going to shape your worldview. I'm going to tell you what to think. I'm going to put it in movies. I'm going to put, they're trying to put, they're putting it in Obamacare. They're trying to put pro-Obamacare They sent some money to Hollywood to put
paying for
Obamacare. Yeah, wow. They're just going to tell you how to think. They're telling you how to think in movies on purpose.
Yes, absolutely.
So I don't have any type of, you know, I mean, if the people are, you know, and I think it starts with the church. I know that sounds to people that believe in that, that's fine. We ain't talking to you. But if you call yourself wanting to believe and you think that it's okay to vote, I was reading The Richest Man, and I was going back through it, and The Richest Man in Babylon, there was a camel, and not a camel, but an ox and a mule. And the mule was talking, or the horse was talking to the ox, and the ox was like, look, I'm tired. I can't, you know, I'll never get any rest. And so he said, in the morning when they come to put you on the yoke, just act like you're tired. Act like you're sick. So the next day they put the horse on there. So the horse went out and plowed the field. Now, the horse had good intentions. He was trying to help him. But the horse wound up carrying his load. So he came back the next day, and they had a big argument and falling out. He said, if you do it again, they're going to take you to the butcher. So I think that's how we are in society. I think people have good intentions, but the load winds up coming back on themselves when they try to help people. Sometimes it's best to let a person carry their own load. Most of the time.
But there's some crazy stuff. Going back to football, I mean, look at this. You played sports. There's stuff that goes on that football in a sports locker that you would never see on in real life. I mean, it's not warm and fuzzy in there all the time. There's a whole lot of
throwing
stuff.
They're not for them to say they're all a family. They're not treating that other guy. He's a family. He's been there 2 years. There's a reason that team is mediocre. There's a reason right there. This guy. Instead of you sitting up there letting the guy, and honestly, I think they're just all scared of him. That's really the truth. They're afraid that incognito, they don't want to really deal with the consequences of standing up to him because they know they're going to have to kill him.
Wait, I got a question. Is that really his name?
Yeah.
Because I thought that might have been a nickname. His last name is really Incognito? Or they changed his name?
No, that's his name. That's his name, Richie Incognito and
wow.
Jonathan Martin. I have a problem with a lot of people. One of the reporters in Miami was like, well, Richie Incognito was more black than Jonathan Martin because of the culture and because of just the experiences and this. And I'm saying to myself, so you saying that he's more black because, I mean, this guy, his parents are from Harvard. He's from Stanford, Southern Cal. I mean, come on, he probably talks with a, you know, real proper English. He's just not a certain way. And you want to say to this guy, who are you as a Hispanic to tell somebody who's black? How can you put, I mean, you got conservative blacks, you got, you know, liberal blacks, you got everything in between, you got smart blacks, you got street blacks, you got, so I just have an issue with that. Like, because what he's saying is we have to be black, you have to speak a certain way.
But a lot of people feel that way. That, they've always done that.
I mean, you had one of your callers call up and say that, ask me that I like black people. So.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Like, okay, so I don't agree with Democrat policy, so I don't like black people. Like, that's, you know, that's it. That's what, but let's be honest. You know, when Malcolm X, when he was talking about the house slave, what did he say he wanted? You know, he's like, hey, you don't see what's good here? I mean, why do you want freedom and independence, man? What's up with that? Stay here, man. And, you know, you're not really helping us by saying you want to break free of the plantation. You know, then that's what most, you know, that's how I feel. And then they got the psychology reversed now. They'll call us what they really are. That's the way I feel about it.
I'm having some issues. I'm really having some issues with. I think we've gone too far. I mean, we talk about bullying like it doesn't happen in politics. You know what I mean?
I mean, another thing I have a problem with. Everybody's like, well, he's not a man because he didn't get physical and just handle the situation. See, this is the problem. See, if he has that mentality in the streets, this guy, probably parents probably raised him in the suburbs. He probably wasn't raised around that culture. So he's less of a man now because he didn't handle like an ape and get physical because He went to the authorities. He went around the coaches who were telling the guy to pick on him. If the coaches are telling Incognito to do it, and Incognito do it, then it's the team, it's the environment. And you see now that the way the team's sticking together, why he did it. I'm glad he did it now. I see why he went out, because the team was against him. You can see they all sticking together, even though this guy calls him an N-word. Which is amazing to me.
But it was bigger than that. I mean, it was bigger than N-word, because, I mean, he called him a whole lot more stuff than the N-word. But it doesn't cause me to quit my job. He quit, didn't he?
I mean, yeah, he walked out. He got the last prank, I think they did something with him at a lunch table or something. He got up and walked out, and that was that. So,
doesn't this happen all over? Hasn't this been happening all over? This is not an isolated incident, if I'm not mistaken.
See, and this is, I have a problem with football. Like, this is the thing. Like, when you talk to a lot of football players, they come on their show and they'll, well, this is football. This is football. Like, guys going at guys' knees and ending guys' careers. Like, you hit somebody in their knee, they may never to be the same athlete they were. But you want to, just because you want to get the ball knocked loose and look good for your team, you're going to go and hit a guy low. And you got guys coming out saying, well, you know, I mean, I'm going to start hitting people in the knees, because that shows the stupidity of these people. We're not dealing with logical, just like these people say, well, I don't mind Incognito being like that because, you know, I would go to war with a guy like that. You know, he's loyal. So because he's loyal and a good football player, he gets certain perks that somebody out on the street probably wouldn't get. So he gets to say N-word. He gets to say, call people the N-word. He gets to,
I got a problem with grown men yelling.
And hit them for thousands and thousands of dollars. And that's the problem I have, too, because, say, I got a family, mom, light, gas, water. Look, one time I probably carry your little pads or do little stuff like that, but I'm not going to be just getting made a fool out of like that over and over. And it's this guy's second year, and they still were picking on him. So,
but listen,
this is not the normal case.
But the question is, I ain't used to men crying, you know. Come on now. Maybe I'm wrong here, but.
Hold up. Understand me now. I'm not saying that the guy, I'm not saying, look, everybody, that's the problem. See, he's not a man. So had he went ahead and took a brick, went upside this guy's head, he's a man. But because he went and handled it the right way, which in my mind went to the authorities, the outside of the team, and tried to put it on blast and bring it to a public, not an NFL is investigating. So obviously something was done wrong. When it first came out, the team denied all of it. Now they're starting to say, well, then they went and suspended Incognito. Why? Because they may have some problems with the league. The league does not want this. So obviously there's some valid validity to what this guy is saying. I don't like people calling this guy a punk because he chose to handle it a different way. Because let me be honest, you send your child to school. Your child is in the 8th, 9th grade. He got a bully at school. What you going to tell him? Take a brick and go upside his head. Now, my mama used to tell me to do that. But I don't know. Don't be stopped if he does that. And then he's either going to jail or that guy pulls out a gun and shoots him or stabs him. Just don't be shocked. Because that's the game you play.
I agree with you.
If you
call
anybody from the street and from the
Alabama,
hood, when you
Listen, I'm with you, but I ain't used to no grown man talking about, they talking about me. And that just, I'm sorry. Maybe it's because I'm from the old school, but I understand that you can't hit somebody no more because, you used to be able to just take them out in the back and go and bust them side of the head with have a good fight in the locker room and duke it out. Because once you duke it out, then I got to worry about you no more because you won't be calling me nothing in a minute. But and I know, and maybe that's just the street mentality that I have.
Tracy, you're not talking about a normal fight now with a guy benching 600 pounds. This is not going to be just a little scuffle. I mean, somebody going to really get hurt. That's all I'm saying. Somebody really going to get hurt. Because if I fight a joker like that, I'm scared. And when I'm scared, I'm trying to hurt you. I'm gonna do whatever I can to really put you in the hospital or maybe kill you. That's the type of fighting I'm talking about. I'm not talking about fighting like, okay, in high school, you lock up and cussing and everybody break it up. That ain't the type of fighting I'm talking about. So, This is the thing people don't understand. If you're going to take it to that street, you know what? level, then be ready for the consequences. If you're going to take it to that level, be ready to sit in jail for 8 years. That's how you got to think.
But listen,
well, that's what
listen,
you got to do. No, no.
But listen,
see, if you don't take it to that
fire,
level now.
But we want to fire.
No, no. See, that's the problem. Like, you
I mean,
can't have it both ways.
Listen, men are not supposed to be wussified. I got to take a break. You know what I'm saying?
This is the problem. This is the problem. So if he went and did what he's supposed to do, what makes him a wuss? Because this guy's stupid enough to send him racial epithets and then go ahead and go after Adam Schefter. This guy is stupid, okay? This guy went after Adam Schefter. This guy went after the media. This guy is dumb. Like, he's not that bright. So, look, if he's stupid enough to give you some type of message like that, and then you're on a team where you feel like everybody's, the coaches are getting these guys to get on to you, and then, let me be honest with you, in football, you may miss a tackle. It happened.
Hold on, I got to take a break. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I might miss, I understand that. And I might go and tell my coach, listen, if he does it again, I'm gonna take him out, or have a conversation with the coach. But this is in the national news media. This is gone further than just this is bigger than that. And my question is, when did men become wusses like that? I'll be right back. I might be wrong, but I ain't never seen. He broke me a finger. He talked about me. He called me the N-word. He hurt my feelings. He played some pranks on me. And I'm a grown man. I got to go. I'll be right back.
Drowning in credit card debt? Realize credit counseling only lowers interest and takes up to 7 years? Thinking about bankruptcy, but found out the new bankruptcy law forces you to repay your debt and may ruin your credit for 10 years? If yes, and you don't want to risk your property or your future, and you need fast debt relief, call the U.S. Financial Management My Debt Negotiation Program.
My debt negotiation paid off my bills in only 36 months. And help me avoid bankruptcy.
Get the superior solution to bankruptcy and credit counseling.
I reduced my debt by 70% and with one low monthly payment.
And harassing collection calls.
I was afraid to answer the phone until my debt negotiation stopped the hassle once and for all.
Restore your credit.
We finally bought our dream house.
Stop overpaying credit card companies today. Grab a pen and take this number down. 1-800-563-1283. The call is free. The money you'll save is real. Don't wait another day to resolve your problem. 1-800-563-1283. Hurry before the new law doubles your minimum monthly payments. Call 1-800-563-1283 now.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts, the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman, right next to the Georgetown. Visit us online at thevalleymarketplace.com. Open Thursday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 9 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to 4. Shop early on Saturday till 10 p.m. and take 5% off select foods and items. News Talk 600 is on iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I was talking with Alabama, and he was talking to me about incognito. I really thought they was a nickname. I could be possibly wrong about this, because like I said, I haven't really looked into all the details on this. I just can't. And man, 440, your mic is on. I'm just going to go there. How you doing, darling?
Hey, I'm doing good, pretty good.
Hold on, 440. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to address this. That guy did exactly what he should have done. if he would have duked it out with this guy in the locker room, more than likely he would have been suspended. He would have been fined. He would have been suspended for so many games, and that could amount to, I don't know, $1 million.
But he quit.
All right. No, well, listen.
Didn't he quit?
He didn't. He quit. But he filed a grievance. All right. He's going to sue Incognito. He's going to sue the team and the National Football League. You know how much money this cat's going to get? He played it smart. That wasn't dumb. You can't let your emotions run away with you. He played the way he should have done it. They wanted him, guys, so they could maybe get rid of him. I don't know.
Yeah, somebody in the chat room said the coach told him to go punch him in the face. But my question is,
he did.
He did. He did?
Yeah. He told him, no, it wasn't the coach. It was the general manager. If you have a problem with him, punch him in the face. And you know who's going to, be the one that would suspend him? The general manager.
I'm just
Martin,
saying.
If he would have punched that guy in the face, I'm telling you. Yeah, there's very strict rules in the NFL, and that would have happened. He played it smart. That was the smart thing for him to do. You can't let your emotion just run away with you, and I'm going to just take this guy out and beat him to a pulp. Nah, that getting you nothing. Now he's going to get him where it hurts, in the pocketbook.
But you know what I'm saying.
You know how big a deal this is? He's going to get millions from the National Football League for this.
I ain't mad at him for getting the millions. I think that's a good thing. Ain't no wrong. I have no problem with him getting millions from the Football League.
So,
but I
good.
Do have a problem.
And have to beat up. He doesn't have to break his hands on the guy's face.
but doesn't it sound a little? I mean, I'm just not used to men coming forward like that in that way.
Believe me, he talked. He talked to his agent, and the agent guided him on this, okay?
Right.
He's a little bit smarter than everybody's given him credit for.
So he's smarter than a fifth grader.
He's smarter than a fifth grader, and he's going to laugh all the way to the bank. You can call him names all you want. He's going to laugh to the bank. I'm good with that. You can call me names,
you agree with that?
Yeah, to some extent I do, Tracy. It's very disconcerting to those of us who are a little bit older, hopefully a little bit wiser, to see this type of thing played out the way it is. Let's just back this thing all the way down to his first year in the NFL as a rookie. There's a hazing process that does take place behind closed doors. Most of the rookies understand it. But this guy, Incognito, has carried this on for well past this young fellow's rookie year and into what we would call maybe his sophomore year. And I think that there's more than just what we've seen so far in the press. I'll tell
yes,
you what,
sir.
Alabama, I got to give you credit, man. You got your head on straight. I like the way you think. And I appreciate your ability to express yourself as a black man's perspective in a very negative world that we live in, and I really appreciate that. And the gentleman that was just on has brought a different perspective about the financial side of this, but I give the fellow who's stepped back from this antagonism a lot of credit. Don't know what his background is myself, but he took the high road. And I was appalled when I heard some of the talk shows, the sports talk shows, and I don't listen to them much, but I heard a couple of the so-called teammates. These guys are backstabbers, in my opinion. They were attacking this guy as some kind of a wuss and a sissy, whatever terminology they want to use. Shame on them, because if this was their 7th or 8th grade boy getting his butt handed to him daily by the local bully, I guarantee you they'd have been in the principal's office looking for somebody's head on a platter. But because they're quote-unquote men, they think they're above the rules. Well, shame on them, because they're setting the example for why we have these bullies in high schools and grade schools that think it's okay to take the I call it the low road, the road through the sewer, and become the big tough guy in school because they can intimidate somebody else. And Tracy, your comments, I guess from a feminine point of view, you don't understand what guys
no.
are put up against any more than I can understand from a feminine standpoint or a male standpoint what a lot of women have to deal with men who are overly aggressive and step beyond the bounds of normal mores in today's society, and women are supposed to suck it up and just deal with it, bitch. You know, excuse my, I didn't mean to say that.
That's all right.
pardon me. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's like a double standard. And shame on us that we are setting that kind of an example, because let's face it, the NBA, the Major League Baseball, the NFL players, they are stars in the eyes of our children, and a lot of guys and women, too. I mean, you know, you look at the girls that play professional tennis or whatever they do, professional softball, basketball. They are the icons that these kids want to hang their hat on for their future. And if they're setting this kind of a negative example, hey, a little hazing, yeah, that's one thing. A little locker room raucous comments and stuff. But when you belittle a man's masculinity to the point where he is so overwhelmed that he's a broken person, then you've stepped over major boundaries to get to that point. And shame on them.
Now,
they've
let me
allowed this. Pardon?
I agree. I understand that point. I do. I understand that point.
That's the point we all have to come to as an adult level. These guys are role models, and I would love my son to be the role model of this black gentleman who's you know, being called a wimp and a whole bunch of other names that he's not entitled to carry or have to carry, because he did take the high road. He took the right way, as been pointed out by Alabama and the other gentleman that preceded me. He went to the next authority above both him and this incognito clown, and said, hey, you know, enough is enough. This guy's emailing me and texting me, you know, belittling my family. Right then and there, the middle management and upper management of the Miami Dolphins should have stepped up, called Cognito in on the carpet and said, sir, you're sitting down for 6 weeks or whatever the penalty is. And this stuff has got to stop.
But
it
see,
doesn't
this
mean
is
that they can't snap each other in the butt when they're naked in the shower and that sort of stuff, you know, and do the kids' pranks that they do in the mess hall or whatever, you know, ordering a $30,000 dinner and leaving the ticket for the rookie to pay for. They own that because they've stepped into the major leagues. But not when you start attacking a man's family, not when you start attacking his personality and demeaning him, because that creates a broken-hearted situation. And I don't care how big and bad you are. I look at this as the same type of thing that you can send a 350-pound, 6'6" guy into prison that thinks he's the baddest guy on the block. But when four guys his size in jail decide to punk him, he's going to become somebody's lady friend.
Ew.
And that's how you destroy human beings. That's how you break their spirit. And God have mercy on the people that do that type of thing, because it's immoral, and it just infuriates me.
Well, I am – the reason why I'm concerned about this is because I call politics a blood sport. You know, when I look at the politicians – and, I mean, if you look at the comments that even go on in here that I try to control that I'm not very good at sometimes. About how people, you know, people view people. Is it any different?
No, exactly. I mean, this is a microcosm of our world today, Trace. We wonder why human beings won't treat each other with dignity and humanity. Because the very people that we hold up as the leaders of our country, whether they be politicians and or sports figures, are setting a very low bar. It's like in school, we wonder why so many children are failing, because they keep lowering the bar to the lowest common denominator so little Jane and little Joey won't feel like they're a failure. Well, sometimes if they feel like they're a failure, it might motivate them to step up a little bit and try to be more like Jane and Jimmy. But they don't. And it's that kind of ideology that's a destruction of our nation. Listen, I got to step out for a minute. I'm going to leave the phone on. I will be back.
Okay. Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I was listening to y'all conversation about that situation with that football player, but I just want to say that when something like that happens to you, you ever watch a football game and you've seen a guy hit a guy, and when a guy hit him back, the one that hits him back always is the one that gets penalized.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
That's the same thing in a situation like that. When somebody belittles you like that, and you constantly got people poking at you like that, you have to. You know, I've been there. You have to remain calm, because if you launch an offense at them, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be the guilty one. So you really have to play it cool and calm, and just like the guy was saying, go to a higher, you know, go to a higher method of dealing with it, because if you don't, you're going to be the guilty one. And that's crazy, but that's the way that it is, you know what I'm saying? And it shouldn't be like that, you know?
Okay.
And I agree with what he said. Don't no man, you know, especially me, want to be belittled, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy, you know? But people do that, and they need to stop doing that, you know, because it's just a bad thing. It's just a bad thing to do to people, you know. They was working some slander out on me, but you know what I said? I said, you know, the more slander they work on me, the more power they gonna give me, because when people begin to find out that all the slander and all the belittling that they was doing, when they find out it's a lie, then all the power is given to me. All the control is given to me. So I went through something, and I kept my cool for a long time, but the truth is beginning to surface now, you know, and they looking at these people like, you know, y'all got to be crazy. This man ain't nowhere near like y'all described him, but, you know, it goes on and on and on. So to them, like I say, hey, if you do somebody like that, when they laugh at you to the bank, you know, that's what you get. That's all I got to say.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. I'm going to take a break. At the top of the hour, it's open mic today, and we were talking about the football guy. I got to go talk about these the new Senate passed an anti-harassment case, and I got to talk about that a little bit more today. Want to hear from you. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. I'll see you on the other side of my break.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The government says more than 200,000 jobs were created last month, far more than expected. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez says it shows the president's economic policies are working.
We see 44 consecutive months of private sector job growth and roughly 7.7 million jobs created during that period. So it's moving in the right direction.
Diane Swancott, Mizuho Financial, on where those jobs are.
Almost half of those jobs gains came in leisure and hospitality and retail industry, which means, of course, that the shutdown itself did not cause much hesitation in hiring by retailers, because this is the time of the year when they're starting to hire up for the holiday season.
But House Speaker John Boehner says too many Americans are still out of work. President Obama is headed for Louisiana to push the Affordable Care Act along for the trip, the state's U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. She, however, wants to change a major part of that law and allow people to keep their canceled insurance plans.
A White House spokesman calls the cancellation letter policies gaps in the health care law, which need to be repaired. He made it clear they're looking at administrative fixes, and the president continues to resist any congressional legislation to change Obamacare.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The TSA pausing today to remember one of their own killed in the line of duty.
In Terminal 3 at LAX, where TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez was killed last week, the security checkpoint came to a halt as Taps was played. Passengers stood with their luggage, some tearing up. At airports across the country, TSA officers simultaneously stopped what they were doing and held a moment of silence. Hernandez was only 39 years old. He was married and a father of two. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Dow is up 85 points. This is ABC News.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambryn can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight. Yes, even that stubborn body fat with Ambryn Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambryn Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-210-4432. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambryn right now, 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. 1-800-210-4432.
Suspect your man is cheating on you, ladies? You could hire a private detective, or you could check out a website, which is the modern-day equivalent of the Scarlet Letter.
It's the next best thing to a public stoning. A new website called She's a Homewrecker lets scorned wives and girlfriends publicly name, shame, and flog the other woman.
This is your punishment.
Noemi Sanchez created the site to make mistresses think twice after her own husband left her for another woman.
I think if one woman can just say, oh, my God, I do not want to end up on this website, because your life's going to be destroyed.
Life coach Donna Barnes says it may have the exact opposite impact.
But I think in the long run, you might feel shamed yourself.
She also says the real culprits are the cheating husbands. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford is considering rehab. His attorney says it's one of the options that Ford is looking into. 2 days after admitting he smoked crack in a drunken stupor, a video emerged of him in a rambling rage threatening to kill someone. Ford says he was inebriated then, too. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is...
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money.
A code buried deep within biblical text.
A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to mass billions.
And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically?
Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code.
He calls it the Biblical Money Code.
Sean credits this code for helping him turn his father's $40,000 retirement account into $396,000.
And today, you have a chance to tap into this life-changing Biblical Money Code by visiting MoneyCode411.com.
That's MoneyCode411.com.
At MoneyCode411.com, you will find out how you can use this biblical money code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profit. That's MoneyCode411.com.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years' experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
It can begin with an email, a phone call, a flyer in the mail, or perhaps a misleading website. Loan modification scams. They come in all shapes and sizes and under different names. Loan rescue firms, counseling services, mortgage consultants. Sometimes posing as a legitimate mortgage company willing to help you modify your loan and get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, know if you are on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice have partnered to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgagefraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Listen to News Talk 600 Saturdays at noon for On Earth as It Is in Heaven and Father Andrew, pastor of St. Michael's Orthodox Church. Saturdays at noon on News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, it's sad. I mean, this morning I threw a laptop out of the window. You know, I tried to get on the Obamacare website. Threw it out of the window, and now I need Apple Care. You know? And I don't know if that's covered under Obamacare.
Well, at least you know it would work, Apple Care.
Apple Care is very good, very good. You know, I feel sad for our country because I'm a Republican, and I believe that the truth lies somewhere in the middle. I think there were some things that Mr. Obama said he might have overpromised, and now he's going to have to moonwalk out of those initial statements.
When you see him behaving just like any other politician, mm-hmm. does your heart slightly sink that there's this guy who came in on this almost messianic wave of this is going to change everything? He was going to change the way Washington worked. He was going to be transparent.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him be so untransparent about anything. I thought when you see all the video replays of him saying you can keep your doctor, keep your plan, and we now know that 3 years ago they knew that was complete nonsense. I feel disheartened. I feel let down by it. And I'm not even an American.
Well, maybe you're let down because you allowed yourself to float a little too high on the initial promises. I don't necessarily believe in anyone who is a politician because I think it's oxymoronic to be a politician and be anything like us or anything like the common man.
To be honest?
You can't even be successful in politics, peers, if you're the common man, if you're just an honest, truth-telling man. It's a business, and everybody in it is the same. I'm sorry. Look, for history, I love that Obama. My son gets to see Obama as president. Mm-hmm. I live to see Obama as president. But to mistake this to be anything other than politics as usual, I think is a mistake.
I don't know if I asked you this last time, but I think it's an ongoing, fascinating question as to whether the ascent of the first African-American president the United States has ever had has made America more or less racist. Has it drawn out more racism,
yeah.
or has it begun to deal with it properly?
I think it's impossible for me, just as an individual, to gauge whether it's more or less. But I'll tell you, since he's been in office, I have seen it amplified, and I have seen it publicly more than I've ever seen before. And I think it's because racists have a target. I've seen things happen to this president I've never seen happen to a man in the highest office. And a lot of it is blatantly racist. So I think unfortunately we've seen some things that existed before and will exist after.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. That was Arsenio Hall. And for those of you who don't know who he is, and he is a late night talk show host. And he was talking to Piers Morgan, and I'm not a real big Piers Morgan fan, nor. And I at one time was a huge Arsenio Hall fan. And he said some things inside of that commentary right there that really shook me. He said that, he doesn't believe that politicians are everyday people. And we may not view them as everyday people, but I think he is in error, because the problem is we have allowed them to become anything else but who they're supposed to be. And that's our fault. And I have major issue with that. It's open mic, and I want you to call in and chime in and voice your view. The number is 347-945-5229. But I also want to state that, politicians are not supposed to be bigger, better, and or different than the average person. The only reason why they are is because we allow them to be that way. We really allow them to be that way. And then we should not allow that to happen. That's not a good way for us to progress and to move forward. That's what's wrong with us today, because we've allowed them to take themselves out of all of the equations. How do you have the Affordable Health Care Act, but yet people of Congress and people of they are not a part of it? Come on. Does that really make sense to anybody? How did we let that? How is it that they have Social Security? We have Social Security, but they have the federal pension fund. Hello? Who let that happen? 440, your mic is on.
Oh, excuse me. symptomatic. Take Michelle Obama. That previous first lady had two staffers. She got 40.
Yeah.
She feels entitled. And you know what? We just didn't let that happen. This presidency and this Congress, they feel entitled, and they just run all over, what they're allowed, breaking all the rules, especially the Constitution. And we're not letting them do that. They're just doing it. Short of a revolution, how are you going to stop them?
I hate to use the Tea Party cliche that we need to take our country back.
Well, that's pretty easy. That's pretty easy thing to say, but to do
no,
that.
No, it's not. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. The problem is we have not energized our efforts to let people know that they are empowered. So people who are entitled don't feel as though they're empowered. And all of us have somewhat of a slight entitlement mentality, whether we want to acknowledge that or not.
Not to the grandiose, that they're exhibiting. I disagree with that. They're using taxpayers' money like it's free.
They've been doing that for years.
Not on a personal basis. This president, more than any other president, I take that back. Bill Clinton was this way too. It's like, I'll just do anything I want to do, and you guys are going to pay for it. And that's the way it is.
Didn't you hear someone
say this earlier this week,
that they sent something like $500,000 over to Hollywood so that the information so that they can actually infuse the Obamacare into the films and television and videos?
Oh yeah, sure. They do that. Sure.
Do you realize they use my money to do that?
Yeah,
that's taxpayer money.
I expected that. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, you, You got CNN, and they're in love. They're in love. They're so much in love with the administration. But now they want to talk about that President Obama's transparency. He hasn't been transparent since the day he walked in the door. Did they just figure that out?
I knew it all along. Me. I mean, I seen him as a socialist and a Marxist in 2007, before he reached the presidency. I'm like, are y'all nuts? Had
so
nothing
do
to
we
do with his color. I could care less.
So,
Alan
that's
West.
What I'm saying. So do we all understand?
Marxist socialist sucker.
So do we understand that they're just, oh, my. He was very, very disingenuous when he talked about health care and not being able to keep their health care, and he knew it all along. Oh, man, how did that happen? Hello?
He's lied about everything. He is a big liar. He just lies. Oh, my God.
No,
what?
He's
you know
not
what?
Lying.
How come any of this hasn't been on the, oh, what's the, oh, geez. Oh,
the
what's
television
the channel
set?
That you're supposed to? You're supposed to be watching everything. Everything's going to be transparent. He was going to have it on the
C-SPAN. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Supposed to be there.
He kicked C-SPAN out a long time ago, and no one said anything. What happened to we're going to tell what we know?
Everybody bought into it.
But what? Hello? They're like, and women, and even now I hear people speak with forked tongue. They tell me this president and this administration, they did this and they did that, but he's doing the best he can. Those Republicans, them some racist people. They're no good and they care nothing about the country. Hello?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, my wife's insurance got canceled. It cost her $145 a month. Now they want more than $600.
Well, that's all right. You make a lot of money. It's gonna. He said it's gonna hurt a few of us to help a lot of us. Don't worry about it. That's what he said.
Again, you're poking me with sharp sticks. Don't do that.
Hey, listen. Listen, the president said we're gonna take a little bit from everybody. He said, this one thing be clear. Those of us who have a little bit more are going to have to give up a little bit to help everybody else. So what if your insurance gets canceled?
Oh,
you've got Obamacare to come. Yeah?
By the way,
yeah?
You know that illegal aliens cannot receive Obamacare, but they can get just about all the free medical help that they want if they go to the emergency room.
Right.
How about that? And they don't have to pay a dime.
What's
How
wrong
about
with
that? Don't do this to me today. This is Friday. Don't wreck my weekend.
What's wrong
You're
with that?
You're wrecking my weekend.
No, yeah? It's all right.
Where's
Seriously.
Diva? I want Diva to...
You want Diva to come on and... Diva's missing in action.
Diva,
she's out in Chicago somewhere.
Where's Diva?
Know, Diva is out. Diva, that's a good name. Diva's out missing. She's missing in action today. Yeah, you are.
Yep.
But Diva's out. Oh, you know, you just gave her a new name. It used to be Diva. Now it's Diva. That's a good name.
I thought that's the way. It's Diva, right?
It was Diva, but that's all right. Diva works. I like Diva. Diva's good. That's a good name. So when she comes back
there
on Monday, Diva's it.
It's Diva. I'll
it's
be
Diva.
There on Monday. Okay. We'll see you later.
See you later. And the number is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, your mic is on. Have you heard from Diva lately?
No, I haven't heard from Diva.
Hey, listen, Diva should have been here because Diva got a new name.
I tell you what, just wait. Give it a few minutes. Let Steve show up. She'll be here.
No. She's hanging out in Chicago, so she might not be here today.
Chicago?
Yeah, she's hanging out in Chicago with some friends of mine.
Oh, so she went out there to meet with President Obama to become a new press secretary?
Yeah, because he needs some help, and I think she'd be a good person for that job.
I think so.
Yeah,
think,
and so what if it doesn't pay?
Give it a couple more weeks, and Jay Carney gonna retire.
Oh yeah, I see that happening. How
if
you
he
doing?
Can't stand the heat. I'm doing pretty good. I
don't know why he doesn't go down. So I tell you what, all he has to do is tell Carney to go down to Miami and take some lessons from Incognito. And when he comes back, he'll have some thick skin, and that'll work for him.
Well, you know, Incognito, he got some folks who defended him.
Who defended him?
It's kind of like this, okay? You know, everybody knows the Marine Corps is we have our own way of doing things, okay? We have our own system of discipline, and you know, we some of the stuff that we do may be questionable, but it's highly effective. And maybe the Miami Dolphins have the same kind of system. But, well, no, not so much, because if their system was so effective, they'd be winning right now. But so.
So everything is counted on do you win or do you lose. I'm just saying.
Pretty much.
I'm just saying. As I sit here, you know, I think if we're not careful, now he may everything that everyone said that I can say you may be right about all that. And I think I'm completely wrong, but I just see the wussification of men that bothers me.
Oh yeah,
I have a problem. I love men who are soft, and I love men who groom themselves and dress well. I think it's a wonderful thing to see a good-looking man in a good-looking suit that's well-groomed. I think that's wonderful. But I don't – I want to get married one day, and I don't want a wuss.
Well,
I don't want a wuss. I can't. I don't need a wuss. I need a man. I need a man that's smart. So, yeah, he might have been smart in how he handled it because he's going to get paid. But the last thing I want is a wuss.
Yeah.
Because when he says things are going to be okay, I got to trust him at his word. And if I don't trust him at his word, then I'm going to have a problem. Or we're going to have a problem. And that's a problem.
Well, I tell you what. Women have got to learn how to be women. And men have got to learn how to be men.
Men can't learn how to be women. Men have to be wusses. Men can't be men. We don't want men. We want wusses, and we're making wusses, and we're allowing the system to make wusses. And so now you got people who are supposed to be rugged, and I'm a little bit, even though I said, yeah, he might have handled it the right way, things may have been different, and this may be a situation. But in all aspects, we are making wusses out of men.
You are.
I got
to
see it in my finger.
What's the payoff?
I don't know. Is there a payoff?
I don't know.
I got a splinter in my finger.
Certain women think it is. I guess women think it is, but there isn't one. I mean, look, Tracy, when I went to Paris Island, look, yeah, drill instructor slapped the taste out of my mouth one time. Why? Because I was doing something that I wasn't supposed to be doing at that time. It was the right thing to do, but it wasn't done in the drill instructor's timing, okay?
Yeah.
Now, they don't do that anymore, supposedly. But the thing about it is that made me tough, and that made me understand that discipline is spelled D-I-S-C-I-P-L-I-N-E, discipline, sir. And when I don't do what I'm supposed to do, people get killed, people get hurt. And that's not happening nowadays. It's not happening.
No. No, it's not.
Well, people need to understand there are consequences to their actions, and then there's punishments that go along with it. So I guess he's little Johnny, and that's my little baby, and I don't want him to feel no pain, and I want him to get a trophy like everybody else does, even though he's dumb as a post and got no skill.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So you get these football players now, and we, I mean, we, I, you know. Well, what, Jeff? What? You come in here talking. You come in here with a burger. You come in here with McDonald's. You ask me if I want some ice. And call me on the phone, text me, and say you're hungry.
You know,
didn't
say nothing. Tracy.
You didn't say you was gonna be late.
Yes, I did.
But Tracy, that's the mark of a good man. That's the mark of a man. He comes in. He didn't bring you nothing. And don't care if you get anything. You got to stand for yourself, girl.
We don't care.
He ain't your daddy.
You know,
well,
we
Jeff
have
absolutely right.
Man. Jeff
Listen,
was a shit man.
That's right.
That's why.
I am that.
She's typical woman. Because when you don't ask her if she wants food, she gets upset with you. But when you send her a text and ask her if she wants food, she tells you no.
You know what? All y'all going to be in trouble in a minute. So y'all be careful.
You know it.
Because I'm going to tell your wives. I know them all.
No.
All of you are married. I'm going to call them on the phone.
Let me tell you this. My wife loves Chef Salads, okay? And so I went to the little someplace, and I called her back. I said, baby, I'm at the someplace. What you want? She said, I don't know. I said, well, how about a Chef Salad? She said, what you trying to say? I'm fat?
Now, South Carolina, listen to this. This is what I did, really. And the guys who've been listening since the beginning of the show, they're going to laugh in a minute because what I did was truly a woman thing. At the beginning of the show, I came and talked about what a great lunch I had.
Today?
And because I went to the China House over here on 224. So make sure you tell them I gave them a plug
China
and said
China House or House of China?
House of China, same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Same thing.
Not the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing.
One of them might be the Tomaine House.
Yeah. Okay, so let me go back to here. So I've already eaten lunch. I've got my water and everything in front of me, and I've got my lunch, and I've eaten, and my belly is full, and I had a great lunch.
Are you talking noise?
Only a woman would come in and ask you why you didn't call me when they're already full. That's what women do.
That's what you do. We know that.
And I have an attitude because Jeff came in, he went to eat and didn't text me and ask me did I want anything to eat. So I have an attitude now.
I was just trying to get in here.
You wasn't just trying to get in here.
No, I was just trying to get in.
No, he wasn't trying to just get in. I want to know where's my lunch.
You just ate it.
You didn't ask me if I wanted any.
What was it?
You went to McDonald's.
What was it?
Oh, General Salad.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
General Salad's chicken.
That was a woman thing.
Souls.
That's what I said.
You need to stick your head out and slap your own hand.
That's what I'm saying.
No tea.
It is a tea in the black in the neighborhood. General Souls.
Souls. Okay.
It says TSO, right?
Yeah, Sal's. It could be Sal's.
That's why I said TSO, right? Sal. General Tao's chicken. Sal. Never fight with
General Tao.
General
Tao's chicken. Listen,
that's what I said.
General Tao's chicken.
Get South chicken.
You said.
Absolutely. See, but what I did was a woman thing because I had already eaten. My belly was full and all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I did that. That was a girl thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
Very much so.
I told y'all. Hold on.
What gets me, though, Tracy, what gets me is the fact that, okay, you go to the restaurant, you ask her what she wants, she picks it out. But then you get your food, and she spends half the night picking it on your plate.
Well, we got to taste it and make sure you don't have food poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you knew that.
Whatever you say.
720, your mic is on.
Yeah, Tracy.
Yes.
Okay, did you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Okay. Mike. This is Mike. Let me ask you a question. I want to turn off the radio here. I'm going to get off the highway while you're a little bit more quiet, okay?
Okay.
A little bit better. Just give me 1 minute.
Go ahead. Hold on. So let us know when you're ready. Your mic is on. 205, your
go.
Mic is... There you, are you
I'm,
off
I'm
yet? Okay.
I'm ready to go, Trey. Well, you know, you guys are talking about education, about Youngstown State. He's going to drop maybe 20 or 25 students off. You remember that a couple days ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, I'm a speaker on this. When you went back to President Johnson, he screwed up the whole damn education up in the United States like crazy by lowering the standards. Now, you went to Youngstown State. You took a college examination, a test like I did when I went to Kent State. Do you know that they can't keep you out no matter what your test scores are? Did you know that?
Yes,
sir. He lowered a dumb standard. So when you get these football players, these basketball players, and they get all this money to go to the, they can't read or write, I'm against this. We always had football teams at the college level for years, but these guys got academic scholarships, not sports scholarships. Mount Union does not give a sports scholarship, but if you go to Mount Union, you're smart enough to get in the damn place, they'll give you a little bit of money towards your tuition if you play football or if you play basketball, the way it should be. I was told there were three players from Ohio State University could pass the test scores to get into New Wilmington College playing football. Three people. Now, so what the sports tell me? The only thing is your college sports are, it's a training team for the professional, and we're paying for it. I think college is for an education, not for basketball, but it plays there, but not for sports. They give too much money away, and we are making money. How many guys that you know that graduated from college, into the pros, they went back to college to learn how to read or write? This is ridiculous.
Well, listen, the problem with listen, I agree with what you're saying, but I got a secret to tell you.
What?
The problem is they'll never drop the sports because the sports are the things that make money.
They make money before. Notre Dame, they all had big football games back in those days before President Johnson. Don't tell me that. That's not true.
Yeah, but they didn't have TV.
Huh?
They didn't have TV.
You didn't know they had television in the 1950s and 1960s?
They didn't have TV like they have it now. There's a reason why you pay the coach more than you pay the president of the university.
Because of what they did, they lower the standards, and they get these big, bulky idiots that have nothing between their ears to play football. That's what happened.
Right. And they make money out of them. They're not there to sell you an education. They're there to take your money. It's a business. They don't care if you learn or not.
I'm stopped this business then. Look at Youngstown State. I'll tell you what, Youngstown State is probably the lowest college in the state of Ohio right now on graduation, because you go to Youngstown State and go to other better colleges, they will not accept a lot of those credits that you earned over there. Because that happened to me when I transferred there to Kent State. I lost those.
Well, they've done better now. Youngstown's done much better now.
It is?
Yes, much better. Yes, academically, Youngstown State is doing much better. It's one of the best colleges in the state.
It is not.
It is, too.
Whoever told you that, it is not. It's down on the bottom.
Well, Youngstown State just recently chose that next year they're going to be very discriminatory about who can play there, who can get in, and your scores are going to have a certain standard. And if you do not have that standard, no, they are. It's not going to be bull crap. You know why?
Why?
No, you better listen, Doc, because of Eastern Gateway College. You have to understand that's why they're doing that.
Jeff, how much scholarships New Wilmington going to give out? Football.
Oh, I don't know.
None. What about Mount Union? None. Gulf City? None. Hattie College? None. There's more colleges that don't give out these sports scholarships, and they're surviving. Does New Wilmington have a football team? Does Geneva have a football team?
I believe they do.
Well, how can they go with us without these sports things that they're giving out? Well, how can they survive? That's a bunch of bull crap. Tell me.
It's on a different level. Mount Union.
No, it isn't.
No, no. Listen, hold on. Mount Union, Grove City, Welsh, all those are private colleges, if I'm not mistaken.
Right? What now?
They're private colleges. They're not state-funded colleges.
That's right. No, you got it, girl. They're not federal funded neither. They don't take any federal money. The ones who take the federal money, they don't have to. No, you don't have to pass a college examination test to get into any of the colleges that are state and federally funded. That's how they have you. And that's why those colleges don't want that. They don't want the government to tell them what the heck to do. Come on. Tell me some more.
So that makes a difference. It makes a huge difference.
You get rid of it, you get a better education. You get college, you get these small colleges up and around Cleveland. No football teams. If you come out with a degree in education, they're going to hire you right away. And I know
you're
that's rough.
But remember, they're not trying to do that. They're not trying to make it better. They're trying to make money.
Well, you had Trestle down here made more darn money than a president of the college. Don't you think that was ridiculous?
No.
Don't you think that is ridiculous? You're not? That's not ridiculous.
No. You know why that's not ridiculous? Because he develops a team full of men every year and makes them one of the winningest teams in football in college football. And guess what?
Well,
As a result, he brings a whole lot of money into that university through TV contracts, a whole lot of money coming into that university through other people doing sports. And then when you do that, you know, you're worth your while. You sold it.
Let me throw it to you this way. Now, listen. This is what happens.
You're falling your head.
They're supposed to be
out. That statement you made, did you ever fall on your head, Jeff? What did they do in Youngstown State? He had a rapist play on his team, but everybody else would have dropped. He had a rapist play to help him win a championship. He had another idiot to help him win Ohio State. He couldn't even finish shoot.
How much money did he bring him?
I got to take a break. Hold on. WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austintown designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie's Safe Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Stable barbecue sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Stable barbecue sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Stable barbecue sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples barbecue sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. The mother of an East High School student says her son suffered a head injury at the hands of the school principal. The woman says the principal pushed her 13-year-old last week at school and his head hit the wall. The boy was taken to Akron Children's Hospital and had a mild concussion. Now school officials and police are investigating. Michelle Lepore-Hagan, the director of the Performing Arts Series at YSU, is now running for the State House of Representatives. She launched her campaign for the 58th District seat and has submitted her paperwork. Honing County Board of Elections. In an interview, she said, "We need more women's voices in the House." Her husband currently holds the 58th district seat, but he can't run again because of term limits. And the Mahoning County Courthouse is getting somewhat of a facelift. The old boilers leaking, causing ceiling damage to the fourth floor, are going to be replaced. Commissioners approved $240,000 to pay for it. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
When you or a loved one faces a challenge, you need services that only a dedicated and heartfelt professional can provide. Caring Hearts of the Valley will help when family and friends are unable to provide the necessary care that you or your loved one truly needs. Caring Hearts of the Valley offers dependability, true peace of mind, and pure joy to make life easier and allow you to live it to the absolute fullest. Life care services range from companion care and hygiene assistance to 24/7 home care, as well as elder care, skilled nursing services, and more. Kid care from Caring Hearts of the Valley is compassionate, fully screened babysitter and nanny services, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Caring Hearts of the Valley, 6550 Seville Drive in Canfield, bringing more convenience, more dependability, and more peace of mind to you and your family. Call 330-531-6110, online at valleycaringhearts.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook and share with your friends. Caring Hearts of the Valley. Touching lives, encouraging hearts.
News Talk 600 is working to help put our valley back to work. We've come together with local employers and training centers to connect job seekers with potential new openings and new careers. Visit our website and click on Features. That's where you'll find links to local companies and training centers, and you can even submit your resume right online. Putting our valley and America back to work. Visit 600WSOM.com.
Gillette Nursing Home, the only private room facility in Trumbull County.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
You're emotion, that light of ocean. You are the
over back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Jeff, who's Jonathan Martin?
I have no idea.
Oh, this is a football.
Teammate inflicted malicious physical attack on Jonathan Martin. I don't know who the heck.
Jonathan Martin is the guy who quit.
That's his name?
I guess that's his name.
That's him.
Incognito. I can't believe he got a last name called Incognito. What kind of name? Who was after him?
Turn the mics off and I'll tell you.
I mean, and it's all over the news. It's just teammates in abuse and harassment. And he implicates everybody. Look at his nice-looking guy. Nice-looking guy. And the number 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is open mic today. Want to hear from you. Mike.
Tracy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, you made a statement about television with football and everything else. If you go back to the 50s, television was almost live at that time. They did not have the cameras and the facilities and the equipment to be able to broadcast football games and those games that you're talking about then. It took quite a few years to get up in the late 60s and 70s where the improvements in the equipment has made a lot of that stuff available, but not in the quality that you have today. So what you said about before President Johnson, that doesn't hold water to me. They just didn't have the capabilities.
But you're not listening. You're not listening to me, honey. Listen to me. Listen, in 1950, it's like the internet. In 1950 and 1960s, when television was just coming around, they didn't know how to make money on it. But somehow along the line, they started making money on college football on Saturday. College football, it makes a lot of money. It makes millions, hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
Oh, that is a fallacy. That is a complete fallacy. They had that on television before. Oh, Jeff, I know, Jeff, you're laughing. I think you have a little bit of brain damage. I can remember when Ron Burb used to hang up on you for some of the stupid things you used to say.
No, Ron Burb hung up on me because he could not handle it. And guess what? Maybe some of those things came back and were true that I told him. And maybe he just said that a couple times on air.
I hate to tell you, hold up. Whoa, hold up, guys. We're not going to talk about Ron on my show.
Yeah,
Absolutely not.
I apologize. Look, sir, let me say this to you. Whatever I tell you, I can back up, okay? Now, billions of dollars are made by playing college football. That's why they're saying maybe they should pay these kids to play football, because you just had a man sell, what's it about, $8 million in jerseys?
Did he really?
Yeah, $8 million, just his jersey alone, $8 million, something like that. I got to look it up. I'll look it up again. But anyway, you're the idiot if you don't believe that they're getting paid. You're going to call me one.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Why do they have to give me scholarships they can't read or write? Why can't they pass the test to get into the university?
Sweetie, and they're doing better than they did before, because at one time they let you in if you couldn't read. Listen, honey, don't yell on the phone, because it's a bad connection.
You got a bad phone.
Okay. Hey, well, how many out-of-state football players went to jail under Tressel? How many Ohio State football players went to jail or got in trouble while they played for Ohio State and after they played Ohio State?
Not that many.
Two, and I never have nothing to do with Tressel.
Yeah, I mean, that's
past it. Tressel didn't cause them to go to jail.
Hey, listen, caller, listen. Your mic is your phone. Hey, darling. You're not listening to me. Hey. Your mic is breaking up. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
So either
I'm on a Bluetooth in the car. Go ahead.
Oh,
You got a cheap Bluetooth. Got a South Carolina Bluetooth.
Ah, you got a cheap. That's no wonder I can't hear because I'm going, what? So wait a minute. Tell me a little bit. So where are you from?
I'm from Austintown.
Well, hi, Mike from Austintown. Welcome to Tracy and Friends with your cheap Bluetooth.
Yeah. I hear you a lot over here on the radio. I just do. Especially, I like when Jeff's on. You told me to laugh. Oh, my God. You never did fall on your head, did you? I can't believe it. What college did you go to, Jeff?
With the several of them.
Which one?
Depends on what day it was. With the Youngstown State, Midwestern State, Cleveland State. St. Mary's College in San Antonio, Texas.
What did you do, take a tour?
I thought maybe you went to Texas. Jeff, did you go to Texaco Tech?
Yes, I went to Texaco Tech as well.
I believe that.
Okay, you got to come in.
That is
my
thing,
come in. Because I can't hear you, so you're going to have to find a place where we can actually hear what you're saying so you can come on in and talk to us.
Tracy, but I do thank you guys for all the laughs I get in the car when I turn you on. I mean, you guys are funnier than Rex Limbaugh, believe it or not. Believe it.
It's a commercial. It's a commercial.
Which one? Avoid the Rush. Okay, hold up.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're still here. Jeff made me play commercials and play bumper music.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
It's live.
Okay.
That's it.
He said that you were funnier than Rush Limbaugh. So that was a perfect segue to play that.
Wouldn't you love to have Rush Limbaugh money?
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I want 10%.
You want 10%?
Yeah.
Why you want 10%, Doc?
I don't want much.
Doc, if we do that, you come right on in. I'll give you 10% of whatever I get.
Now, Jeff.
What?
There are other people that heard you say that, so we heard it live. Whatever you get, you're going to give him 10.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
That's recorded, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And guess what? I didn't co-sign. So 10% of what you get, I'm going to accept what I get. Doc's going to be a partner. I don't know why you're playing. He don't know it yet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Doc's going to be a partner because we're going to make it because
that works.
We have no choice. Doc, did you come here for lunch or what?
No, I didn't.
You came here for food, didn't you?
Just to hang out.
You came here to say hi?
Already ate.
You didn't bring us none. You didn't say, are you hungry? Can I bring you something to eat?
No. It was for the office pharmaceutical company.
Okay, and you still didn't say, can I bring you a lunch bag?
It was for the staff. I think that's illegal to bring it out to someone else.
I'm part of the staff.
I think it's illegal.
It's not illegal.
It might be.
No.
According to the ACA.
No, that's not illegal.
Might be. You don't know.
It's illegal if you charge me for it.
You don't know.
It's not illegal if you bring me something to eat.
You got to read the small print.
No, it ain't legal.
How do you know?
Because they would never want me to start.
Aren't there 19,000 pages? You don't know. Could be.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want you to remind everybody that tonight, tomorrow night is going to be, no, tonight. Let me go tonight. Tonight is Caribbean night at the B&O at 530 Mahoning Avenue, Youngstown, Ohio. It's going to be from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m. by DJ, with DJ, New York City's DJ Swift Star. Food is included, and you're going to have jerk chicken, curry goat, curry chicken. It's Caribbean takeout. On 7 North Edge Hill Avenue in Austintown, next to Chipper's Bar. So that's who is putting this on. That's where food's going to be coming from.
That's
going to
be at the B&O
tonight.
All right, cool.
And it's $25 and your food is included.
Okay.
You get music, food, and an enjoyable night out.
Any alcohol?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Included?
I don't know.
I don't know about it.
Doc.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no.
No. I went to see Walter Beasley last night.
That was last night?
That was last night.
Thursday?
Thursday night.
I think it was going to be a weekend.
Huh?
I knew it was coming. I thought it was a weekend.
No, it was Thursday night.
Darn.
What's my name, girl? Oh, live song.
He had the girls singing What's My Name. He didn't.
Oh, I don't blame him.
I thought it was the weekend. It was yesterday.
But he was a good saxophonist.
He's excellent.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah.
He's excellent. I tried to bring him first, and I couldn't raise the funding. So.
And also,
this is interesting.
Which one?
What this is about.
What about? You can't point to it. It's on radio. They don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about?
Oh.
Dr. President Obama's interesting in New Orleans?
No. Just what this whole...
Obamacare?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Why is it interesting?
If you figure out what it's about.
What is it about? Help me out, because I'm confused.
In my opinion.
All right.
I work hard for the main purpose to provide the better things for myself and family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
For your family and yourself, yeah?
Yeah, and son, so forth
right.
and so on. So I can afford a good health insurance policy.
Right.
Now, just looking at things, I went on the website. Essentially, what's going to happen, someone who may not work nearly as hard as I.
Going to have the same benefits as you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, therefore, almost discouraging you from
working hard.
Yeah, no, really, no. They will have the same benefits, but they'll get subsidized.
Right.
But I'll pay the full fare, but we'll get the same thing.
Right.
That's not fair.
Sure enough.
Wait a minute,
Doc
said that's not fair.
Sure, it's fair.
If I work hard, I should reap the rewards. No, not under progressive thought. That's not how that works.
If I bust my butt. No.
Someone else does not. Why should they get what I get?
Because they're alive.
If they didn't bust their butt.
Because we reward people who don't work.
We pay people to
stay home.
do bad behavior. We pay them, and so therefore that's why they do more of it. Because the more bad behavior that they do, the more things they get.
Hey, can I ask a question?
That's how it works.
Can I change the subject completely?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I talk about Helen Youngblood for just a moment?
What did Helen do?
They fired her.
Who fired Helen? Who is that?
Okay, there's a woman here by the name of Helen Youngblood, and she
was here in Youngstown.
Oh, I got to take a break. I'll do this after the break. I'm sorry. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to the top of the hour break, but I had to interject this in because they fired her, and I'm like, hello, do y'all know who they fired?
What did she do?
She works at the Job and Family Services. We'll be right back.
Talk 600 WSOM.
If you love the food and the homemade traditions of the Amish community, then the Valley Marketplace on South Avenue in Boardman is something you need to know about. From fresh baked breads and pies, fresh fruit and produce, to Amish-made furniture and gifts.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Can you put a price on a life? Maybe not, but the family of a woman who was killed during a mass shooting at the Washington Navy Yard is seeking a lot of money in connection with her death.
The family of Mary DiLorenzo Knight, one of those killed at the Navy Yard, says the government had plenty of notice that Aaron Alexis, the shooter who killed 12 people, was dangerous and yet did nothing about it. Attorneys are filing a claim for $37.5 million and say they'll file a lawsuit if their claim is rejected.
ABC's Vic Ratner in Washington. The government says 204,000 jobs were created last month, more than expected. Overall unemployment, though, is up a bit to 7.3%. But Labor Secretary Thomas Perez isn't worried.
The October rate now is 7.3%. October of 2012 was 7.9%. So it's continued to move steadily in the right direction.
The uptick may be partly due to federal workers who were furloughed during the shutdown.
Hello, Big Easy.
President Obama in Louisiana pushing the Affordable Care Act and other policies. Along for the trip, Senator Mary Landrieu, who wants to change part of the Affordable Care Act law. allowing people to keep their canceled health insurance, something which the president disagrees with. No deal, not yet. That's what Secretary of State John Kerry says about an agreement with Iran on its nuclear program.
We hope to try to narrow those differences, but I don't think anybody should mistake that there are some important gaps that have to be closed.
The U.S. and its allies want to make sure Tehran can't make atomic weapons. A super typhoon which slammed the Philippines is now blamed for at least 4 deaths. Moment of silence at airports across the country today. It happened the exact moment Gerardo Hernandez was shot at LAX last Friday, the first TSA officer killed in the line of duty. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
An Army post in West Texas is going to the dogs. And ABC's Jim Ryan tells us these are some very lucky canines.
Say, good day.
These are no ordinary dogs. They're trained to sniff out explosives and drugs and to subdue unruly people. And their new house outside El Paso is no ordinary doghouse. The $2 million, 6,000-square-foot facility at the 513th Military Police Detachment will feature air conditioning, a state-of-the-art training and exercise area, and enough space to house 20 dogs. Those living there will be deployed to help troops overseas. Their new house will be finished next June. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The owner of a thrill ride that seriously injured 3 people at the North Carolina State Fair is free on bond after being charged with 3 felony counts. Joshua Macaroni is the second person arrested in connection with the accident last month. He wasn't there when it occurred. Investigators say the ride had been tampered with to bypass critical safety equipment. Daria Alvarez, ABC News.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio at your local Ford dealer, where you can get the fuel-efficient and fun-to-drive Focus with no charge, sync, and sound. Lease one for just $179 a month. Visit drive1ohio.com for details.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is the 8th of, of November. We need to, time is just flying by. Dr. Hill just stopped in, and I'm glad to see him. Jeff's here with me today. Want to hear from you. The number is 347-945-5229. I got him up here. They're watching the news, looking at people and how outraged they are about their premiums of their insurance either going up or being canceled. And let me tell you guys, tell a little story before I get back to Helen Youngblood. But my mom, you know, seniors, and they got this, you know, supplemental Medicare program that you have to buy into and all that. And she called yesterday, and she said, Tracy, I need for you to help me with this because I need to change, because the doctors that used to carry this plan no longer are going to support me. And I said, okay. So we'll call all these people on this list and tell them you want to know how much the premium is, what they're going to give you, and how much they're going to cover for your copays and for your doctor's visits, both the HMO versus the PPO, and also your prescription drugs, how much they're going to pay for what you already take. So she calls one, she calls another, but then she calls, I want to say it's Humana.
Okay, that's one of them, yeah.
And Humana, they want to come out to the house.
Okay.
And they want to meet with me.
Okay.
I don't want to meet. The last thing I want them to do after I've been in meetings and worked all day long is come home and have another meeting when all I need for you to do is give me what I asked for so that I can make a comparison and then actually make a choice on which one my mom wants to take. How hard is that? No, we want to come out and have a meeting. Hung up on me because I didn't want them to come out and have a meeting. Hello? Why do you have to? Can't you send it out to me on paper? I can read.
They wanted to meet with you, Drew. That's why.
Why do they want to meet with me?
You should feel honored.
Well, yes. They wanted to be in your presence.
They heard about your show.
such a great.
No, they didn't hear about it because I'm going to tell them, Humana, I need that. She should have tweeted it and texted and put it on Facebook. No, I don't want to meet with you. Just send me out what I asked for. We don't send it out on paper. We have a representative. That I don't need for you to come out and see where I live.
Meet them at the coffee shop.
I don't want to meet. Okay.
Are you antisocial?
Yes, I am.
You're too social to be an antisocial.
Ooh. When I get to 137, I automatically become antisocial. Jeff, you yelling at me for not answering the phone on the
phone. Yes, I sure do. I need to either tell you something or get something from you, and I can't find you nowhere.
I
found you the other day. Now, Jeff,
did, dog. Doc, I was laying low.
Doc, she was in the corner.
I was in the corner, laying low.
In the corner, in the booth.
In the back.
Dark.
Where?
At a restaurant. At your favorite restaurant, boy.
Very, very.
My favorite
one that they're going to take you to jail for.
Oh,
now you don't know.
My friend. I go see Mike and just come to chill a little bit, listen to some good music.
And you show
him.
Up.
I showed up. I'm here.
See, you know what? You are so wrong.
I'm listening to all this talk. I say, I know that voice.
That's wrong. That's so wrong. So wrong.
Then I walk around and the faces appear, and I say, oh, no. And she was
you got
so
my car on low jack.
I ain't got no low jack on your
got
car.
Got my low jack on my car.
I ain't even got your phone tap.
Good, because I turn it off on the weekends anyhow. But what, 4 or 5
I
can
still find you with the thing on.
Listen, 4 or 5, I take the battery out. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We've got about another 45 minutes to go before we end the day. But guess what? That's it, Jeff. You should have got here so late.
I was going to say, you only bet. Oh, no, it was me this time.
Shoot. You shouldn't have gotten here so late. Dr. Hill is in the studio with me, and I want to thank him for – he's been with me almost since the beginning that I started this, and I want to thank him for making and helping me underfund what I try to do. But let me throw this out to you. They fired Helen Youngblood. And for those of you who don't know, she was with the Job and Family Services for 30 years, and there was an email that she sent. They had a confrontation with somebody in the office. That she sent an email. They put her on, you know, administrative leave. And last night they fired her. I can't believe they fired her.
I can't believe it either.
What did the email say?
I don't know. I don't know the details of the email because I never watched that much. I never watched anything that closely. I had too much going on. And we don't do a whole lot of local stuff. And I just figured it. I think when it was Helen, I'm like, okay, that's Helen being Helen. You just got to know her.
Yeah.
Helen being Helen, she didn't – listen, guys, this is a secret. I want y'all to learn something from the people. If you want to say something, don't put it in an email. Don't send it in a text. And don't leave it as a voicemail. What makes Doc think that if he leans back from the mic, Jeff, we're not going to hear his phone call? That's not going to help you either. There's a mic right there. Turn it off. No, show him where. There you go. It ain't going to help none. His voice carries. Yeah, but seriously, I didn't think they were going to fire. I didn't.
Well, I'm reading it now.
Okay, what did the voicemail say?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Are you back, man?
You back yet? Okay, put your headset on, put your mic on, put it up. There you go. Hey, come out. I'm on the radio. You know all the wrong words.
All right, good.
Oh, and they had my cousin do it, too. Wow,
that's what I said, Bob.
Yeah.
What are you cutting doing? He's a director.
Yeah.
He had no choice. What did the email say?
Let me go down to the email part to see what it was.
What did it say?
The email asked, do you have a rope for lynching in your office? Youngblood. The notice accused Youngblood of failure of good behavior for purportedly sending Murphy. I got to read it all the way back. I thought I was going to be able to lift it out.
Nope.
No. A pre-disciplinary notice from Bush accused Youngblood, who has been a county employee since March 1980, of insubordination by refusing to comply with the instructions of Lori Murphy, JFS Business Office Administrator, and using threatening language September 25th during a disciplinary meeting concerning another employee. The notice accused Youngblood of failure of good Muir for purportedly sending Murphy an email in advance of that meeting, questioning the need for the sheriff's department to provide security at the meeting and asking if security is called for black people only. That's a good question, Alan. I'm not against you. The email asked, do you have a rope for lynching in your office? Youngblood, who was black, was placed on paid administration. She didn't do nothing. Murphy is white.
But that's now, Jeff, now come on.
Bush said the email was disruptive of the workplace and racially offensive.
To who? Accuse her of being a racist.
Oh, it was conduct and language that is unacceptable at the workplace. In other words, we wanted to get rid of her for a while. He added, it was unprofessional conduct. We can't tolerate it, Ditzler said. Now you know.
You know what, Jeff, don't edit.
Ditzler was going to make sure she got fired. That is not professional writing or speaking, Righetti said. We can't stand for that in the 21st century. Especially when she was in the meeting and called somebody a nigga in the meeting.
Jeff, are you?
They know I'm mumbling. They can pick. It was unprofessional conduct. We can't tolerate it, Ditzler says. That is not professional writing or speaking, Righetti said. We can't stand for that in the 21st century.
Yes. Just give us the meat of the bone.
Philak said the union intends for Youngblood to continue as local president. She's been elected by her membership democratically, and it's our intention to continue her in a role, he added.
That ain't got nothing to do.
She's going back to work because I'm going to tell you
but
like
they
that.
They fired her, Jeff.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's going to have to fight to get her job back. I cannot see possibly how that's a firing offense with no other offense.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Evidently, she's in management.
I'm just shocked that they fired her. Hello? Somebody.
I am, too.
I'm shocked that they fired her. What'd you say, Brown?
I said good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brown.
Even though it's still morning here on this side.
Yeah, technically. You got about 40 minutes.
Go to West Coast.
Yeah. I thought you guys were discussing, when I first heard them talk, when I tuned in, I thought you guys were discussing the situation with the Miami Dolphins. I'm kind of fascinated with that story.
Interesting. You know what that's
so many others are, too.
Hold on, Brown. You said that's not, what's that about?
I said, you know what it's about. There's several things going on here.
What's going on there? Because I'm confused.
Well, you see, this guy, Jonathan Martin.
Jonathan Martin.
He comes from a different environment.
What's a different environment?
Well, he comes from an environment. Both of his parents are lawyers.
He comes from the Cosby Show.
But there are dynamics there. Let me tell you what the dynamics are. Okay.
Okay.
He's not going to necessarily be accepted by...
Black or white.
By his black teammates who do not come from that same environment.
Okay.
Okay. Now, unless he knows how to act in that quote-unquote black environment, he's not going to be accepted.
So his culture.
So if he does know how to act, he's going to be somewhat ostracized. So now if you have someone, this white guy that's picking on him or whatever, they're not going to necessarily say, hey, cut it out or stand up for him because they don't recognize him as...
One of them.
Yeah. I'll give you a case. I could even appreciate that from I'm looking at myself.
Okay.
Looking at my son.
Yeah.
The environment that he's being brought up in.
Yeah.
I could envision him in that type of dilemma if he has not been properly prepared. Now, my son isn't properly prepared.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? Now, he went to, I guess when he was around 8 years old, went to a football camp in Baltimore. Now, I've been telling him all along, you know, if somebody hits you, you knock the crap out of them.
Yep.
If someone uses bad language to you, you're allowed to respond in kind. You don't use that language around the house, but you're allowed to respond in kind. So now my son's at football camp down in Baltimore, and I call that evening to see how camp went. And he says, no, what happened? No, my wife says, Earl was in a fight. I said, he was. I said, did he win?
That's all you got to say. I said, well, I want to know, did he win? He was like, yes, I good. So I spoke to my son. I said, so how'd a football camp go? He said, okay. Any problems? No. So what about the fight? Oh, I didn't want you to find out about that. I said, well, son, what happened? Now, this is what happened. Now, kids were talking their lingo.
Right.
You know, Baltimore inner city lingo. And he was just correcting their grammar.
Oh, man.
Well, the words got exchanged. So the kid hit him. He hit the kid back. So the kid went to get his bigger brother. And he beat up the kid's bigger brother. So he had no more problems. But I told him, son, stop correcting people's grammar. It's going to get old.
Right.
You've proven your point. But understand the dynamics.
I understand. I mean, I'm from that. I'm
but
from that.
That's all right. But no, man, that's another issue that's involved here.
I never thought about it.
I think what he said is a part of the equation. I think there's something that they're not reporting. And I think I super sleuthed and figured it out. I think this is the Benghazi of the NFL, and I've read many articles on this, and this story's captured my attention, and I've discussed it. It's true, Jonathan Martin. He's from a different upper crust culture. He went to one of the most exclusive prep schools in the Los Angeles area, and he also went to Stanford, which is like Harvard or Yale of the West Coast. He's in the league. NFL players don't get bullied. It's a bullying culture. It's a vicious sport that's violent, that intimidation is a part of the game. Intimidation and or bullying is a part of the game. You don't reach that level if you're soft. Now, he is not physically soft. What I think it is, I think he's gay. And I think that this harassment has continued and has come and has been sanctioned from the general manager down. Mind you, this general manager, Jeff Ireland, is the same general manager or the same football executive that when Dez Bryant was coming into the league and was being interviewed, he asked Dez Bryant, is your mother a prostitute?
Yeah.
A completely absurd and ridiculous and a question that even if it were true, it has no relevance as to how well this young man can play football. I think this is a cover-up, and they're trying to push it onto this bullying issue. I don't see NFL players being bullied. Hazing does exist. There's a culture there. Let me just finish real quick. Hazing exists for rookies. This is a second-year player. The viciousness of the attacks and how Richie Incognito is embraced by the other players. Richie Incognito is what is referred to as a wigger, which would be a black acting white person. Okay, he's accepted. He is part of the crowd. So what the gentleman was saying applies. I think that the harassment has continued and has been sanctioned because he's gay. I would even go as far to say, which might be a little bit of a stretch, they may have even been lovers at one point, and this is the result of a breakup. And that's
woo!
It's
you heard it here.
I said may. And those are my thoughts. And this is something that the NFL, or I'll be real brief. This is something that the NFL doesn't want to get out, that they won't let out. Even with all this investigation, they're going to fight to let this out. They've spun this story to make it into some type of bullying thing. I think the reason why the harassment continued and was sanctioned from above is because of intolerance of him being gay.
Yeah. I thought about that too.
I had thought about that angle also.
That's a point. I mean, thanks for letting me get that out because
I really think that's what it is.
Yeah, because I thought about that. Well, how the heck was somebody gay going to come out if?
I said maybe.
We've got gay players, but he might have been more of a feminine player.
But no one that has come out.
There's no NFL player that's come out.
No,
Oh, no.
None of them?
Heck no.
Well,
not while they're playing.
No, just basketball.
There's a player in Arizona, Kerry Rhodes, who had a bunch of pictures leaked with his assistant, who's, you know, an obviously gay guy.
After
the breakup, the assistant, I think his name was Miss Hollywood, who's, you know, very feminine, he just put it all out there. I believe that Kerry Rhodes is gay.
Saw those pictures.
Wow.
But there's not been an active.
There have been gay players.
But they've not been
but
active.
Not while
of
active
course.
Did they come out. Yeah.
Well, gay people exist. Gay people exist in all walks of society. It's a human condition. And they have always existed.
True.
Someone listening to this show right now is gay.
I mean, that's the tons
of
people.
Not me. Don't.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's true.
And,
but I mean,
and let me say something too concerning that. Whenever we have some disagreement on what the gay rights people are asking and doing, it's not because the person is gay. It has nothing to do with that. I don't discriminate against anyone for any reason. Gay, not gay, it doesn't matter. People are people to me. But when you try to change people's standards like this law, this LGBT law that they're trying to pass, where a church would be required to hire lesbian and gay and transgendered people in their organization.
But you're
pushing it a little far.
There's something that people fail to recognize.
Bring your mic down, Doc.
There's something that people fail to recognize when they say that. When you say you must hire someone gay or you can't fire someone gay,
right?
How do you know if someone is gay or not?
Well, sometimes you can tell and sometimes you can't.
But how? You're not going to know. As I had somebody tell me, I had a patient of mine say, "Oh, you know I was gay." I said, "Well, how am I going to know if
that
you're gay, unless I happen to see you in a park having sex for another woman, how am I going to know you're gay?" You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because a man acts effeminate or a woman acts, you know, particularly masculine, doesn't necessarily make them gay. But, I mean, it could lead you to think that.
But you still wouldn't want. I mean, like I said, in a church environment, that would be very, very in a Pentecost.
But you're not gonna know who's gay. You may know
who's maybe
acting.
It depends.
Non-masculine.
Some people, that's true.
But now, I mean, come on. Now. I mean, well, yeah.
Come on. If Johnny's coming to work with his nails painted three different colors, I mean, you're going to know.
He may be gay, but someone else who may look ultra
muscular, and they
he
make
might
the
be
gay too.
Also, and you'll
that's
never
true.
Know.
You never know.
Richie Incognito.
Incognito. I can't believe that's his name. What a name. Dang on it.
That's his name.
Uncle Carl, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, I was listening to what y'all were saying about gay people, and what I'm saying is this teacher's on, but if you're not gay, listen, just listen to me for a minute. If you're not gay, you don't want no one establishing your reputation as being gay. But if you're gay, I don't know what it's like to be gay. But personally, I'm a man. I'm a father of eight children. I have eight children.
That doesn't mean you're not gay.
but listen to what I'm saying.
That's all right, we'll let you go.
Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
Just because a man got eight kids, that wouldn't necessarily mean that he's not gay. But I'm here to tell you that I got eight kids and I'm not gay. Now, if someone
trying to convince me too hard
as being gay, I have a problem with that because I'm not that way. You understand what I'm saying? Some people, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Convince me.
We're here.
Some people may not mind being called that. I mean, you know how it was in the early days. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but
no, those are fighting words. Those are fighting words.
Listen to me. When slander hits you, that's something that's ruining. You know what I'm saying? That's something that would upset any man that don't want to be called like that. I don't want to be called that because I'm not like that. Now, when people see me, hey, I got brown eyes, you know what I'm saying? I jog a lot, and I got real smooth skin. They look at my face, and they're like, wow, this guy looks like he might be. But But once I start talking to them, the first thing they say is, no, you're not like that. But that's just naturally the way that I look. And somebody established my reputation as being that way, and I told them, I said, well, I tell you what, if you keep saying it, I tell you what, let's go to court, pay me for it, because I'm not going to own up to that. You understand? I mean, no man wants to be called that. No person that's not bisexual or homosexual wants to be called that if they're not that way. Look at someone. You can look at somebody that look halfway, fairly decent, but passing misjudgment on them, you know what I'm saying, could cost you a lot. That happened to me, you know what I'm saying, and I'm here to tell you, I got eight kids. I got five sons, three girls.
Doc.
And they all look at me and tell me, Dad, I'm 56 years old. They all look at me and tell me, you look like you in your 30s. You know what I'm saying? But basically what I'm saying is what I just said. If you are a man and you muncho, you do not want to be known as...
That's true. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the AM 600, the number 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
The Cumulus Health Club and Gillette Nursing Home in Warren present today's health tip.
Finding a good nursing home takes good research. Every year, health inspection data, staffing, and quality measures are collected on more than 15,000 nursing homes. This data is combined to come up with an overall ranking of 1 to 5 stars. To find the information you need about nursing homes in our area, go to Medicare.gov and click on the Nursing Home Compare tool. Then, print out the nursing home checklist and visit the homes that you're considering. And make sure to ask if they engage in person-centered care and consistent assignment. Person-centered care allows residents to set their own schedules. Consistent assignment means that the same staff members treat the same patients on each shift. This helps reduce mistakes and helps staff members to develop lasting relationships with their residents.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by Gillette Nursing Home in Warren. Our love is homespun. Visit us online at gillettenursing-home.com. Pushed her 13-year-old last week at school and his head hit the wall. The boy was taken to
My pants are on fire!
The solution? Cobbler's Corner, your fire safety headquarters. For working men and women, staying protected on the job is always first priority. At Cobbler's Corner, we have everything it takes to keep you safe. Red Wing, Timberland, and Carhartt safety toe and MetGuard boots. Wrangler fire-resistant shirts and pants are made with flame-resistant fabrics. Wrangler FR clothes are designed to self-extinguish, protecting you from burn injury on the job. Get the same Wrangler style and comfort you love and the protection you need. At Cobbler's Corner, we can protect you from head to toe. Protect yourself with Wrangler shirts and pants, Red Wing, Timberland, and Carhartt safety toe and MetGuard boots from Cobbler's Corner. Visit Cobbler's Corner on the corner of State Routes 14 and 46 in Columbiana, Ohio, and turn the ouch into ah.
We're back with Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back. This is Tracy and Friends here at WSOM AM 600.
Hey.
The number 347-945-5229 is 38 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and it is the 8th of November. Jeff and Dr. Hill in studio with me. Calls, hold on. I'll be right with you. What's Jeff?
What happened to the caller from the talking about the football teams don't make no money?
He's on there, but his cheap Bluetooth.
Well, he can hear this. Then I'm just going to read three of these places.
Make big bank.
Alabama spends $37 million on their football program. They bring in $82 million. Let's go to Texas, because that's really – Texas spends $25 million on their football program, but they bring in $103 million.
That's a good return.
That's a great return, and that's why the coaches make more money than the school president, because it's a business.
And they're not going anywhere.
And I got 20 schools sitting here on the screen that really total up to about $300 million, $400 million that these teams alone make. You're not talking about all.
Northwestern makes $48 million. Wow.
Yeah. See?
I was reading that, too.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Ohio State's like second in rank?
I don't know.
Yeah.
$34 million? They bring in 58. No, they're not second in rank because they bring in $58 million. And they spend $34 million on their program, but all of these things, Georgia, $22 million, they spend $74 million. They bring in
Youngstown State makes money. Why are you playing?
That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, Jeff. I got to make an announcement. Don't forget about St. Dom's tomorrow night.
St. Dom's wine taste
from 6 until 9 over the St. Dom's New Parish Center. Come on over and enjoy some commercial wines. They're going to be having good food. They have good beverages.
Richards.
Who?
Richards.
St. Dom's.
You know, say commercial wine.
No, there's a wine taste at St. Don.
I said Richards.
It's Richards.
Wild eye. Wild eye.
No.
See, you had to be
no.
For you to do that. You had to be one of the cats like us that we used to.
What's it called? What's it called, Jeff?
You grew up in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why you don't know
Pipple.
Cam Pipple.
Chef Pipple.
Ripple, oh, we used to as kids go play basketball and drinking a bottle of Wild Irish Rose. Is that crazy?
Thank
we
God.
Could have died at any moment.
That stuff's nasty.
It is nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't then, but it's nasty.
But see, that had nothing to do with Tiger Rose, though. You ever hear Tiger Rose?
No.
Tiger Rose will never freeze.
It just got chilled.
It slightly gets chilled. It doesn't. It's never cold.
Hold on, Jeff. I got it. Caller, hold up. Alex, your mic is on. Local call, your mic is up.
Tracy?
Hi, Mr. Dover.
Okay. I've got something to say, but it's not on subject.
That's nothing new. Go ahead.
It's the Blade, the Toledo Blade.
Yes.
Has articles out by a Mr. Chris Turner.
Yeah.
And they're telling you how to Ohio gives out $45 million to people to create jobs, except it's not doing the jobs, so it's actually just throwing the money away. But I would like for you to go to your library and pull up these articles. They're on the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. And it tells you where to go to, and it might help you with your endeavor with your credit union.
Okay, do me a favor. Can you call my phone number? You have my cell phone number. Call my number and leave that on a message so I can actually have them archived. Because I'll never remember them, okay?
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too, and have a great weekend.
Yes. You too.
Thanks. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Brown, your mic is up also. Dr. Hill is in the studio with me. He is from Associates of Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley, located over on Fifth Avenue, and he comes in and hangs out with me periodically. But he is an OBGYN, and so those of you who are out there, who wives, daughters, everybody needs to go see one, need to have one in their Rolodex. They need to call Dr. Hill.
It's true.
And you got, wait a minute, and your insurance is going to cover it, so, men, you might as well go, too.
Go to the OBGYN.
Oh, yeah, OBGYN is going to be covered under the men's care now. Everybody's going to have it, so you might as well go, too.
Oh, what? You're making jokes.
I ain't making jokes. It's the
truth.
Tell me this. Why would you make it mandatory that men carry OBGYN?
That seems kind of silly.
I mean, if you get married, then the coverage.
I get married, I'm going to have it anyhow. Because it's mandatory that we all have it. So we all have the same thing.
Yeah.
So if men have OBGYN and I have, urologist, you might as well just go out. What are they going to say? No? An office call is an office call.
Wait, no, women go to urologists.
For what?
The same thing.
For urological problems.
Oh.
They do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm. I ain't going to
have
that.
They have kidneys and a bladder, too.
Yeah.
I guess so, huh? No.
Yeah, you're just thinking that it had to be. No.
What if the man's a single parent with daughters?
The children have to be covered anyhow. Everyone has to be covered, so it doesn't make a difference, does it?
Look, you asked me a question. I've been sitting here brainstorming for 2 minutes trying to find a reason why they have that. I can't figure it out.
Trace,
yes.
The time the left is going to force Christie as the Republican.
They're really
nominee.
Trying, aren't they?
They're trying to make him be the man.
They're trying
to put the crown on his head.
Okay. I think he could beat Hillary.
I think he could too.
He could probably beat her, but what would you be getting? Same thing. So what the heck?
He's a machine candidate. I'd be very careful of him. Any candidate that's defending the NSA intrusion into the lives of Americans, I'm concerned with. And if you remember, maybe it was 6 weeks, 2 months ago, he and Rand Paul got into a little, macho contest, and Rand
mono
Paul.
Mono.
Yeah, a little macho contest, like a prelim for, maybe each presidential run. But Rand Paul just saying, what the truth is, this is unconstitutional, this is wrong, this shouldn't be allowed, and this needs to be, this needs to stop. And Chris Christie defended it. And that tells me that Chris Christie is part of the, he's part of the political Illuminati, so to speak. I don't see how anybody can be American and completely defend the NSA spying. Dianne Feinstein does it too. Scary.
Well, this is going to be this whole thing is going to be absolutely crazy because I really think Republicans have a good chance of really winning, and but they've let the left brand the Tea Party, and then the Tea Party is going to start stepping in the behinds of Republicans on the state level, and they're going to have problems.
Can I change the subject back to football?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite one. I'm just amused by the story. There's so much going on. It's a study in sociology.
Brown, hold up. I'm trying to go back to football. Hold up, because my question is going to be, I need to know something. Third string football player.
Uh-huh.
How much less do they get paid?
I mean, how much
a lot less.
They get paid whatever their contract says they get paid.
Yeah.
The stars get the most money. Then comes starters, then comes backups. Backups typically
and backups are nothing. And the backups are nothing but scrimmage for...
Well, they get less money because they don't start.
Right.
Typically speaking.
A bench rider is probably about an $80,000 to $120,000 a year job.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are third division players?
Third division?
Uh-huh.
Is that college or is that...
It says a third division player claims he was a gay rent boy to 12 football stars.
He was a who?
Third.
Say it again.
He was a
Division three would be like low level
no,
college
what did you just
football.
Say?
Okay,
what,
yeah,
third, college.
It says third division player claims he was a gay rent boy to 12 football stars.
What is a rent boy?
But
I don't even
for money.
They would supplement their buddies. They would supplement.
But for money.
Wait a minute, hold on, Jeff. They would supplement their income. Their income by him being lovers with him.
Ooh.
Not lovers, sexers. That's all that's about.
Okay.
What are you reading?
I Powerland.
She googled gay in football.
Obviously.
And this is her. I haven't heard anything about that. But I don't think that doesn't sound like that's professional football. That sounds like low level. That's low-level college football.
Okay, but he said that
what they call
but
it.
No, but he said 12 football stars. 12 football stars.
Huh?
To 12 football stars. So what he's saying is he's been their friend to some stars on the NFL.
Oh, why does he just come out and make a lot of money on it? He can get rich.
He ain't got no picture.
If Jonathan Martin were to cut. If Jonathan Martin were to come out under these allegations, he would be a poster child and might make the cover of Time magazine.
Get rich? He'd be on Oprah?
Oprah can't make you rich no more. That would.
Oh, don't believe that.
Oprah can't make you rich no more.
Don't you believe that?
No. Not her show. Remember, her show used to make folks rich. And her show
didn't do a prime time interview.
That would be prime time, too, wasn't it?
They're saying four gay NFL players could come out on the same day.
That was the beginning of the season. They were talking about that. But they didn't want it to happen like this. I have a little more circumstantial evidence, and this is, I don't know if this is a coincidence, but we all remember Jason Collins, the guy that came out last year.
In
the NBA. He's no longer with the team. He didn't get picked up with the team. It's probably the end of his career. He went to Harvard Westlake Preparatory School, which is a very exclusive school, and he also went to Stanford. Is it a coincidence? Maybe it's a coincidence, but Jonathan Martin went to the same schools. He went to the same high school and the same college. Maybe in that enlightened atmosphere.
That's what you want to call it.
Enlightened.
Light atmosphere.
There's some that say, and I doubt my friends out here in the in the Midwest and the traditional thinking Ohio way. There's some that say that the push towards an acceptance of gay people in our society is since gay people have always existed that it is an enlightened attitude. There's some that say that.
Okay. I just wanted to get some information and some clarification because I'm trying to read up on some stuff because I never thought about some things.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot to this and the psychological angles that they're going to use to normalize the the behavior. I understand. But I'm sorry, just like it is not normal for a grown person to want a child. I mean, it's not normal for a man to want another man or a woman to want another woman. But like I said, people go there, get there, and I don't think they choose it. I think that they have feelings and things that drive them toward what they do. I don't disagree with that at all. I don't think they're born that way, but I just think that there's something wrong. Just like when you have a disease, you know, you don't grab that disease and say, "I love my disease. Give me disease rights." You know, so the thing is just because it's anti the nature thing, that's where I have the problem. Not that I down the people that find themselves in that situation, because I don't.
You think you think being gay is a disease? So
I think it's something wrong. Yeah, I do. I'm not saying. I'm not saying. Listen.
Go ahead.
No, I just have I have friends that are gay, and I understand them. I understand what they're dealing with.
I don't really have gay friends. I'm a little. I'm
well,
a
I do. I have a guy working.
You're aware of.
I work for my business.
Even though I consider myself enlightened on this liberal West Coast, I have boundaries. And I may work and associate and do business.
Men and women, I don't understand. Because
I understand what they are saying and what they feel. You have to understand. I can't get into this on the radio because it's too much to get into. But the thing is it's something that drives you to do things that you do. Now,
it's
psychological. Go ahead, Brown.
Well, I don't know. It's your attraction. I don't know if people are born that way or if they turn that way. I'm not sure. There's many that say that, hey, I was born like this. Magic Johnson asked his son when he was 13 years, when he was 13 years old, he took his son aside and asked him if he's gay. Hopefully that's before Magic Johnson's son was having any type of sex with anyone. I believe there probably people that are born that way. But I wanted to ask Jeff this, and if you feel that it's a disease, let's say that you were to have a child and, you know, you had figured out at around, you know, 11, 12 years old, and you asked them if they were gay, and they told you, yeah, I feel gay, I like boys. Would you try to cure it?
I would. Well, see, because of what I believe, I would handle it totally different, because
you would.
In my belief,
exercise them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to exercise them. But the thing is, it is a spirit, and you have to deal with it according to. Now, that's something I can't explain to you if you're not in.
I can read between
the
lines.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not a bad thing. But I would pray for my child incessantly, and I would minister to my child incessantly. What it is. What God thinks about it, and how you have to deal with God while you believe, while you're practicing this particular thing, how you need to really be in God's face about it, because.
So basically, what you're saying is you would try to cure it. You would try to take.
I would try to get
away.
Them to yes,
yes
to resist
gonna,
that
you,
urge.
You would,
yes.
Right.
Just that there's many people I've seen. That had gay experience and got delivered from being gay, and that's what they tell you. They don't want you to talk about. Oh, you can't talk about that. That's why
we're talking about it now. We're even doing it on the radio.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
It just passed the Senate yesterday, and it's going to try to pass the House. So you might as well talk about it whatever you want to talk about. Because I just asked Jeff a question, and you just butted in as always, and changed the subject because you did good. You know, you had a good, and it's a Friday, and I'm really not in the middle. I'm not in the mood to fight. But I just want to know how Jeff understand all that.
Because I get into people. I talk to people.
Talk to people too. I talk to whole.
No, you're not like me though.
But I ain't trying. I don't understand. I don't understand that for love, no money.
I do. I understand it.
It's
very clear.
You understand women too, and I'm.
I sure do. I sure do.
Doc, you understand women?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you really understand us?
I don't.
Okay, I'm with you, Brown, because I don't understand us. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
And I don't understand some men either.
I don't understand them either.
Right.
They all got problems, if you ask me.
If you know from the person that made you, if you have a manual, you can understand who you are and why you are. you can come to it without reading it, but at the same time, I understand people because of what the Bible says. It's very clear.
Okay.
But see, most people don't get into the Bible other than the thous and these and you better do right or you're going to hell. Well, that won't do for me. Okay. That doesn't interest me. I know the difference about who goes to hell and why and all of this stuff.
No, I'm past that.
To get understanding, he says, with all thy getting,
no,
get thee understanding.
I don't know how you understand women and understand us.
With all thy getting,
and you understand,
get thee
gay folk.
Understand. I sure do. I understand.
I hate these. I got a pair of blue jeans, and I've had
the cheap blue jeans. They cost you 20 cents, didn't they?
Almost.
25 cents.
I can't
blue
keep,
jeans.
I can't keep the blue off my
hands. I see you. Oh,
what's
yeah.
that?
those might be some cheap jeans if you can't keep the blue in them.
I can't keep the blue off my. Look at, I mean, it's old jeans. They ain't new.
They're still cheap. The blue come off of them.
I can't even bake the blue in the jeans in the dryer. Hey, we're done until Monday, guys, and we'll be back here doing the same thing all over again. The number is 347-945-5222, and I want everybody to have a safe and happy weekend. Don't forget about tonight, the Caribbean night at the B&O starts at 9 o'clock. And don't forget about tomorrow, it's going to be a wine taste over at St. Dom's at the New Perry Center. And we'll see you guys on Monday. God bless you. Have a good weekend. Jeff, where are you playing?
I'm not. I'm upset about that. We're off this
week. You're off this week?
Yeah.
So you got to buy.
We got a bye week, the same as the Cleveland Browns.
It won last Sunday.
Yes, we did.
Maybe they have a quarterback tonight.
We had a quarterback.
Hey, Brian, we'll see you guys next week. God bless you and have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Newstalk 600 WSOM.